Nonverbal communication. Do people always mean what they say? That's not always clear. I like you, he says, but does he really mean it? Can we foresee social interactions and avoid letdowns? Is it possible to uncover people's true intentions just through conversation? Indeed, we can, and it's something we rely on every day. Understanding people's true thoughts often hinges on body language. Nonverbal cues make up about 60 to 65% of how we communicate with each other. Facial expressions, gestures, touch, body movements, and even how someone speaks, all these play a role in our interactions. Human communication is like a puzzle, where spoken words are just one piece. Every motion, or lack thereof, in a conversation adds to the narrative. Nonverbal communication is so vital that even strangers speaking different languages can form bonds. The author, moving from Cuba to the U.S. at age 8, could initially only connect with classmates through reading their body language. He later learned English, but by then, he had already made friends. Reliability of nonverbal cues. Nonverbal signals often carry more truth than spoken words. Many people aren't conscious of the signals they send, making them unintentional truth-tellers. Imagine a suspect denying involvement in a crime. She recounts a plausible story of going for a walk and turning right at a specific corner. Yet, her hands betray her when they turn left, subtly revealing the truth she tries to conceal. Understanding nonverbal cues can unveil hidden truths that words alone might obscure. The limbic brain is our honest brain, wired to our nervous system. Our bodies often communicate information that our words don't express. This originates from our limbic brain, which is vital for survival. Unlike our conscious thoughts, the limbic brain reacts instantly to senses and emotions, guiding our instinctive responses. Known as the honest brain, the limbic brain triggers automatic signals throughout our body in response to stimuli. These signals are immediate and challenging to hide because they are hardwired into our nervous system. The limbic brain's primary function is to ensure survival, inherited from our ancestors who relied on it to evade threats. This includes the well-known freeze, flight, or fight response. Today, these responses are less about physical action and more about subtle cues in our behavior. For instance, in a stressful conversation, you might lean away from the table without realizing it, a modern form of the flight response. The fight response, on the other hand, manifests verbally, often in heated exchanges. Understanding these limbic brain responses is crucial, especially in detecting honesty or discomfort during interactions like negotiations. These instinctive reactions provide insights into our true feelings and intentions, often revealing more than our words alone. Legs and feet are our most honest body parts. As kids, we often hear, "Don't make that face," from parents when we dislike food on our plate, teaching us to hide our true feelings. This habit of masking emotions starts early, especially with our facial expressions, which can be easily changed. However, the mistake many make in interpreting body language is focusing solely on facial cues. Surprisingly, the most revealing signals often come from unexpected body parts, like the feet. Unlike facial expressions, which can be controlled, foot movements are instinctive and honest, reflecting our primal responses to threats. For millions of years, our feet have reacted swiftly to dangers, long before verbal communication developed. Even today, they remain a reliable indicator of our true feelings. For instance, when someone's feet point away during a conversation, it may indicate readiness to leave or a lack of confidence. Nonverbal signals from feet and legs are crucial because they are noticeable and influence other body language. Crossing legs can signal comfort or create a barrier, depending on the context. Foot movements like wiggling or bouncing often accompany happiness and can affect other body parts, including facial expressions. Understanding these nonverbal cues beyond the face can enhance communication and insight into others' true feelings. Hands are highly sensitive to stress and discomfort. When was the last time you shook hands with a stranger? How long did it last? Did you touch their arm? How firm was the grip? Observing hands can reveal a lot about a person's thoughts and intentions. Our hands are highly developed and essential for survival. They are both precise and versatile, used for tasks ranging from oil painting to carrying heavy objects. Hands can reveal sensitive information. Humans naturally focus on others' hands. Entertainers like magicians build their careers on our fascination with hands. This focus is crucial for survival. Seeing someone holding something makes us assess if it's a threat. We need to understand the meaning of someone pointing at something or us. Pointing at someone can cause hostile and negative reactions. Imagine someone saying, "I know you did it," while pointing at you. Without pointing, it might seem like a casual observation, but with pointing, it feels like an accusation. Thumbs are also expressive. The thumbs-up signal is understood worldwide. People with high social status, or those who want to appear confident, often have their thumbs sticking out of their pockets. In contrast, thumbs in pockets suggest low status and confidence. Next time you see two people shaking hands, watch what their hands do right after the shake. This can reveal their first impressions of each other. Spotting signs of dishonesty. The limbic brain sends messages to parts of our bodies, like our fingers and feet. When we lie, there's a conflict between our emotions. We know the truth, but our words say something different. This conflict arouses the limbic brain, possibly releasing neurotransmitters like adrenaline. Quivering, for example, can result from this conflict. You can notice quivering by watching someone's hands when they hold small objects, especially pens or pencils. Quivering can mean different things. It could show excitement during a job interview or discomfort in an interrogation. After stress, people show pacifying behaviors to calm down. These usually happen right after a stressful event. If someone is nervous and quivering with a pencil, they might start chewing it to stop the quivering and calm down. When asked uncomfortable questions, they might touch their face or neck. These are also pacifying actions. Everyone has different pacifying behaviors. To read someone well, you need to know them and how they act normally or when they're excited. Recognizing their usual emotional states helps you notice their pacifying behaviors. It's important to spot body language that shows dishonesty, but don't confuse it with actual deception, which we'll discuss later. Develop observational skills. Reading body language well requires precise observational skills, which need to be trained like any other skill. Simply knowing facts or behavioral patterns isn't enough. Observing a handshake or smile alone means little without understanding the context and the conversation. Situational awareness is crucial for observers. It means knowing as many details as possible in a given space. For example, a man texting while driving might miss seeing a biker he's about to hit because he's not aware of his surroundings. This lack of situational awareness can be dangerous. Good observational skills involve being aware of multiple signs, which together create a complete picture. To analyze someone's hidden thoughts and nonverbal cues accurately, you first need to know their baseline behavior. Understanding how people act in a calm, neutral setting helps you spot when their behavior changes and decode their unique actions. Consider their usual hand or foot position or neutral facial expression. For instance, if you need to describe your sick child's throat to a doctor, you'd need to know what it looks like when healthy to identify any irregularities. Spotting these irregularities is crucial for an accurate diagnosis. Be discreet while observing. Staring at someone reveals your intentions, making your observation useless, as the person will change their behavior in response. Start with easy, obvious nonverbal signs and ask yourself their origin. Gradually, you can move on to making predictions. Understand nonverbal cues and detect deception. When you become skilled at reading and using nonverbal cues, you can be quite accurate. Here's how to spot deception. 1. Match verbal and nonverbal cues. Check if their verbal and nonverbal expressions match. If they emphasize certain words unnaturally, they might be lying. 2. Natural body language. When telling the truth, body language matches speech naturally. We use our hands while arguing or flash our eyes when smiling without thinking. 3. Inconsistent movements. Liars' words often don't match their body movements. They might have slight delays in their actions, like slower arm movements or blinking. 4. Mutual influence. Remember, during an interrogation, your behavior affects the suspect's behavior. Communication is a two-way street. 5. Avoid revealing suspicions. If you think someone is lying, don't let them know. Accusatory questions or mistrustful looks can change their behavior. 6. Ensure comfort. Everyone needs comfort to communicate well. Sitting too close, shaking hands too long, or staring can make someone uncomfortable and alter their body language. 7. Stay flexible. Be open to adjusting your conclusions based on new findings. Don't become too convinced of one interpretation too soon. By paying attention to these signs and staying flexible, you can better detect when someone might be deceiving you. Key points. 1. Nonverbal cues reveal true intentions, often more than words. 2. Body language constitutes 60 to 65% of communication. 3. Facial expressions, gestures, and body movements are key. 4. The limbic brain drives honest, instinctive reactions. 5. Feet and legs reveal true feelings more than faces. 6. Hands display stress and discomfort through movements. 7. Observing nonverbal signals helps detect deception and honesty.